me? Adoption. Now this part. We cry, Abba, Father. Doesn't that just sound good? Adoption. Then this, say it with me again. Adoption. We cry, Abba, Father. Wow. You might not know what it means, but boy, it sure sounds good, don't it? Let's find out a little bit. Let's learn today. Here we go. Look at that. Look at that. Look at those little girls. They're sitting there on a wood pile at a little old cabin I have in North Carolina. And those are about as happy as they can possibly get when they're out there in those woods. You know, and that was a picture not long ago. That's Danny on the right and Abby on the left right there. Amen. Abby's 6 and Danny's 4. Amen. So anyway, and tomorrow I will adopt them at 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. And they will be Abby Clark and Danny Clark. Well, I've never done such a thing. Never done anything like that in my life. But I believe every kid, and certainly every little girl, deserves to have a daddy. Amen? Come on. That's the will of God. That's God's will. Adoption. What's it mean? And what's the Bible have to say? And what about to the child of God? So adoption. So I started thinking about it. I want to do a message on adoption, Lord. And so I just took my Bible like I do, and I sat in my office, and here's what the message came out to be. Just want to make it simple for us today. Romans 8, and you'll see in Ephesians, there's two classic passages. There's some other verses as well, but two passages especially that talk about the adoption of the child of God. Amen? So, Romans 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, say Spirit, are led, they are the sons of God. They're the sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to what? Fear. But you've received, here's our word, the spirit of what? Adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we're the what? How do you know you're a child of God? Because God's Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I belong to Him. Did you hear that? And if children, now wait a minute, if children, then we're what? Heirs, heirs of God. And this is insanity right here. We are joint heirs with who? With Jesus. Wow. We know we're not Jesus. We know we're not. You know, He's holy, He's perfect, He's sinless, He's a spotless Lamb of God. But you know, God says, hey, but I adopted you. I adopted you, and now you're not just heirs. Get this in your noggin. You're heirs with my Son, Jesus. How crazy is that? Now, you ought to thank the Lord for that. Come on! This is the Bible, man. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also maybe what? Did Jesus suffer? Well, you join heirs with Him. So if He suffered, you're going to suffer. That's all right, because you're going to be glorified with Him. This is good stuff, man. So say that loud. Can we be loud? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. One more time and get excited about it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. This is what the Bible says. Ooh, I love this. The devil ain't my daddy. Say that with me. The devil ain't my daddy. How you like that? I know you think I'm crazy. Good. You're crazy too. Here we go. Let's do it together. One more time. The devil ain't my daddy. How many have to tell him that about 10 times a week? Come on. At least, or a day. The devil ain't my daddy. God is. That's some serious adoption right there. Amen? The devil ain't my daddy. And we know us, don't we? We know our devilish ways. We know the struggle on the inside of us and the flesh that we struggle with. But God says, you remember, my spirit's going to your spirit. The devil ain't your daddy anymore. I'm your daddy. Come on, we cry, Abba, Father. So, what can we learn from the Bible about adoption? In four statements, we're going to start out. Here we go with number one. Can you say that with me? The spirit of adoption. What does that mean? We just saw it. We saw it in Romans. I want you to see it again. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but you've received, here it is in our point up here, you've received the spirit of what? Of adoption, whereby, and because of that, we cry, Abba, Father. So the spirit of adoption, what is the spirit of adoption? I do not fear because I am no longer in bondage to the devil. I have the spirit of adoption. I do not fear. That's what the verse says. We don't have that spirit of bondage again to fear. I do not have to fear because I am no longer in bondage to the devil. The devil ain't my daddy no more. Amen. Okay, so I don't have to live like that. I live now not because of fear. I don't have to live out of fear because of the devil being my daddy anymore. I live my life now by what? I live by faith because I am what? I've been made free because of Jesus Christ, because of His shed blood, because He paid the price on the cross, because He rose from the dead. Because I put my faith in Him, not my fear in Him. I put my faith in Him and my confidence in Him. And now God is my what? That's the only way you're going to get adopted. You got me? Listen, putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Well, I'm a good person. Well, be a good person all day. You ain't adopted. Do you hear me? Yes or no? It goes with you putting your faith and acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Listen, that's the deal. Come on. Now listen, you really, we're going to see this later, you really don't have a whole lot with doing it, being adopted. I mean, God made the choice and it's all Him. Amen? But just remember, it's all about His Son. Amen? The devil ain't your daddy no more. You put your faith in Him and now we live by faith, not fear. We have the spirit of adoption. But what does that mean, the spirit of adoption? The spirit of adoption. Well, it means I haven't seen my daddy yet. See, I ain't seen my daddy yet. But I have His what? And the Bible says, I have His spirit and His seal is on me. Now, I ain't seen my daddy yet. No, I ain't. I'm gonna. It's gonna happen. I have His spirit in me now. And His seal is on me. What's the Bible say about that? The Bible says in Ephesians that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. We just talked about that. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of what? Truth, which is the what? The gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that you believe, say believe, you were what? Sealed with the what? Holy Spirit of promise. So we have the spirit of adoption. We have His spirit and we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And I love this verse. Hard to understand if you don't really take a little time on it. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Until the redemption of His purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. The word earnest is a word we use in real estate transactions. You put down a deposit or it's called earnest money. You make an offer on a property, it ain't your property. But you put down that money, and in spirit, you're buying that property. Did you hear me say? It ain't legally gone through yet. It ain't your house, don't go move in it. But how many, when you put that deposit down, and you got the deal done, and it's signed, and all that kind of stuff, it just ain't closed yet. But you already start moving in your mind. Say, guys, as children of the living God, we walk by faith down here. We have the spirit of adoption. We ought to start going ahead on moving in up yonder. Amen. You hear me? We ought to start going ahead and thinking like that as a child of God. The devil ain't my daddy anymore. You ought to think like that. I have the spirit in me. I have the earnest money. I have the down payment. The Holy Spirit, the living God, is in my life. Even though I ain't seen my daddy yet, He's my daddy. Did you hear me? For 2 years, Danny and Abby, 2.5 years, have called me daddy. And two little girls can be a lesson to the church today. See, they've been calling me daddy. What's tomorrow mean to them? Probably ain't a whole lot of difference to them. Because they've already been walking in the spirit of adoption. Did you hear me? Guys, heaven's a beautiful thing, and one day you're going to have the body and all that good stuff that goes with heaven. But did you know you can be happy and filled with the Spirit of God today, and God is your daddy right now, and you can walk like that and live like that and believe like that and have an incredible life? Did you hear me today? Walk like Danny and Abby. Call him daddy now. Did you hear me or not? Did you lose it? Come on. So I live by what? God is my daddy. That's what I'm doing. I don't live by fear. No, because the devil ain't my daddy. Devil says, have you seen him? Nope, ain't seen him. Why do you know he's your daddy? Because his word says so. And his spirit's in my life. And I've been sealed. And get behind me. Amen. Say, the spirit of adoption. So that's the first thing I saw when I started reading my Bible. I've never done a message on adoption before in my whole life. It was new for me this week. So, number one, the spirit of adoption. But hang in here with me. Let's keep going to the Bible. Now, the reality of adoption. Say that with me. The reality. How many feel like you know what the spirit of adoption is now? Come on, at least like nine of us in here. Okay, good. There we go. Let's keep reading. Now, the reality of adoption. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be what? Revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now this is some deep water talking sounding like right here. But it don't have to be that complicated. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in what? Pain until now. It's hard down here sometimes, sure enough. And not only they, but ourselves also. We also have pain and struggle down here, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves do what? Groan within ourselves. And I love this part right here. Say that with me. Waiting for the what? Is that what it said? Waiting for the adoption, which is to what? To wit, the what? The redemption of the body. Now, what does that mean? We're talking about adoption to the child of God today. Number one, the spirit of adoption. Right now, we walk in the spirit of adoption by faith. Though we ain't seen our daddy, he is our daddy. And we call him daddy. Amen? Say. See, because he's faithful. He's good for it. Okay? But it's still, we're walking in the spirit of adoption. Okay? The earnest has been put down. Deposit's been made. Holy Spirit, the living God, is in our life. But we don't have that body yet, and we ain't seen our daddy yet. But watch it, the reality of adoption. One day, our what? Our body will be what? Guys, this life ain't all there is. This is just a blip on the screen. One day, you'll see Jesus. One day, you'll see God face to face. One day, you'll be in His presence. It's going to happen one day. One day, we'll see our Savior Jesus Christ, and we're going to be what? We're going to be like Him. Clark, have you lost your mind? Where'd you get that from? Guys, read the Bible. Here's the Bible. Beloved, now are we the sons of God and the daughters of God? We are right now. Because we have the spirit of adoption, correct? And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be what? Like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. So, we live by faith now in the spirit of adoption, but it won't be faith then. Did you hear me or did I lose you? It won't be faith then. It'll be the reality of adoption. It will happen. God will be our daddy. We'll see that face to face. And we'll see it. You'll probably get to see your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and all kinds of good stuff. Amen. And that faith won't be faith then. It'll be reality. That's what this is talking about. So not faith then, but sight. We're rolling. Come on. One day we will have God's what? Guys, I can't just tell Danny and Abby. Oh, by the way, Danny and Abby, you're Clark's.
Well, that's not what the birth certificate says. That's what their social security number doesn't say that. All their medical records don't say that. Just because I'm there in their home and I love on them and I love their mama, it doesn't mean that that's just the way it is. Just because Gary said it, that's the way it is. That's not what the courts say. Did you hear me say? So they're just in the spirit of adoption right now. But tomorrow at 4:30, there'll be the reality of the adoption. See, God's name, listen, God's name will be on us, children of God. See what the Bible says. Look at it. And there shall be no more curse then, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants, that's us, shall serve Him. Look at this. And they shall see His what? Face. And His name shall be in their foreheads. See, you're in the spirit of adoption right now. I look out there, I don't see God's name in your forehead. That's why Jesus said, "Your salt, your light, let your light so shine." Okay? Now we're letting that light shine. We are in the spirit. One day it'll be the reality. And you're going to have His name in your forehead. God's name. You're taking His name. Now you're a Christ follower. Amen? Right now you follow Christ. Then you're going to have His name right in your head. Did you see that? You're going to have His name. There's not going to be any night there. No need of candle. No light of the sun. For the Lord God's going to give them light. And they shall do what? Reign forever and ever. That's the reality of adoption. Did I lose you in all that crazy stuff? I think you got it. So the point is, we haven't called Abby and Danny Clark till tomorrow. And it'll be the reality. And from social security numbers to other legal things. See, I don't understand all that. I'm from the country where, well, we just go get her done. Well, that ain't how it works, buddy. It's been a 2-year struggle for us to even make this happen. Amen? Hallelujah. You didn't have to do squat for you to be adopted by God. Jesus did it all. Amen? Yeah, you ought to praise the Lord. Come on. You didn't have to pay nothing or do nothing. Amen? Isn't that a cool thing? So we've seen the spirit of adoption. I'm trying to hurry. The reality of adoption. These last two points are quicker. The choice of adoption. Tomorrow I'll adopt Danny and Abby. It's my choice. It's my choice to do that. No one's making me do that. It's my choice. Okay? That's what adoption is. It comes down to whoever's going to adopt. It's their choice. And actually, the children are young, so he's not going to ask them, well, what do y'all think? What do y'all think about it? He's not going to do that. It's a legal thing. And other people who are grown and adults and people in law who look at law, they're doing what's in the best interest of them. You understand? So tomorrow, that'll happen, but it's still my choice. If we hadn't petitioned the court to make it happen, it wouldn't happen. So it's my choice. Why am I saying that? I want you to see that about your adoption. See, I'm trying to ride a fence here this morning in the message. Listen, look at the scriptures. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According, say it with me, as He has what? Chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And then this incredible verse, having predestinated us unto the what? There's our word, adoption of children by who? To who? And this incredible last part of that verse, say that with me, according to the good pleasure of His will. So we've seen the spirit of adoption, the reality of adoption. Now the choice of adoption. Every kid ought to grow up with a daddy. Amen? Where'd we get that from? God. God created you and me in His image and His likeness. And the whole thing sort of blew up because of sin. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Because everybody ought to have a daddy. Everybody ought to have a daddy. Everybody ought to have a daddy. The devil shouldn't be their daddy. Jesus made the way. We ought to praise Him for that. Come on. Come on, man. That's the Word of God, man. That's why I thought it'd be a cool message today. I'm learning something. God decided to adopt us. Come on. We had zero to do with His decision. Stop acting like you're keeping your salvation. Take that pressure off of you. He didn't love you because you measure up. He loved you because you were lost. That's why, didn't He, preacher? He loved us because we were lost and we needed love, man. That's why. Isn't that cool? We had zero to do with it. But then we get saved and we think we all that and we judge people because we're lunatics. Amen. Say, come on. Adopting us was what God wanted to do. It was what God wanted to do. Adopting us into His family gave Him, according to the Bible, great what? Quit beating yourself up. Oh, I'm just all guilty. Oh, I'm just no good. I'm just all that. God says, I don't see you like that. I know my thoughts toward you. I think good things for you. I think thoughts of peace and good things. And I want to give you hope in your life. That's how God sees us. Amen. Wow. The choice of adoption. So we've seen the spirit, the reality, and the choice, all from the Bible. Here's the last thing I saw when I was studying this subject. The response to adoption. The response to adoption. Okay, now, I know I'm spirit, I'm right there. One day I'm going to get to bottom reality, and I know it was His choice. What should my response be? Say that with me. Can we say it loud? That's our response. How can you look at this message today and have any other response than, wow, praise God, amen. Well, what's the Bible say? Did I make that up? No. To the praise of the glory of His grace, look at it. Here's what we should praise Him for. We're going to build a list from the Bible. Wherein He's made us accepted in the Beloved. So we praise Him for what? And we're sinners, ain't we? And the devil was our daddy. But he ain't no more. And he saved. Wow. You accept me, a sinner? Yeah. Everybody's sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ain't no holy ones anywhere. Yes or no? Flat out. Keep reading. In whom we have redemption through His blood. So we praise Him for what? Redeeming us. We praise Him for, watch this, the forgiveness of sin. We praise Him. What's our response? For forgiving us of our sins. Y'all listening? According to the riches of His what? We praise Him. Our response is, we praise You for Your amazing grace. And then I looked at this verse, and I've seen it for years, and it really seemed to click on it this time around. This next verse, wherein, hold off on popping it up, wherein He has abounded toward us in all what? Wisdom and prudence. He's abounded in us an incredible knowledge. He has done something through adopting us that can change us forever. He's helping us know something. You got the Spirit, and it's going to be reality. It was all my choice. And He does this for us, and we ought to praise Him. He gives us the knowledge for letting us know we're loved and for letting us know we matter. Wow. God can do that for you, no matter what hurt you've gone through. Or pain, when you get a hold of this, it can change your life and your world. Are you hearing me today? So we praise Him. We praise Him. Can we say it really loud? Thanks. One more time. Thanks. Did y'all get the message? I'm going to close with this and I'm done. Well, there they are. There they are. One day when I'm dead and gone, I hope it's a while yet. And Abby and Danny are grown ladies, maybe sitting on the back porch. And they look at each other and they'll say, "You know, he didn't have to do that. He did it because he loves us." And we were too young to understand it way back then. But we've had a life to grow up and know that we matter. And that Daddy loves us. Boy, this adoption stuff's pretty good, ain't it? Come on. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.